When Troy town for 10 years' wars withstood the Greeks in manful wise, yet did their foes increase so fast that 2 reasons none could suffice. Was lie those walls that were so good, and corn now grows where Troy town stood. Aeneas, wandering prince of Troy, when he for land long time had sought, at length arrived with great joy to mighty Carthage walls was brought, where Dido, queen, with sumptuous feast did entertain this wandering guest. And as in hall at meat they sate, the queen desirous news to hear of thy unhappy 10 years' wars, declare to me, thou Troyan dear, the heavy hap and chance so bad that thou poor wandering prince hast had. And then anon this comely knight, with words demure as he could well, of his unhappy 10 years' worth so true a tale began to tell, with words so sweet and sighs so deep that oft he made them all to weep. And then 1,000 sighs he fetched, and every sigh brought tears amain, that where he sate the place was wet, as he had seen those wars again. So that the queen with ruth therefore said, worthy prince, enough, no more. The darksome night apace grew on, and twinkling stars in skies were spread, and he his doleful tale had told, and every one was laid in bed, where they full sweetly took their rest, save only Dido's boiling breast. The silly woman never slept, but in her chamber all alone, as one unhappy, always wept, and to the walls she made her moan, that she should still desire in vain the thing that she could not obtain. And thus in grief she spent the night, till twinkling stars from sky were fled, and Phoebus with his glittering beams through misty clouds appeared red. Then tidings came to her anon that all the Trojan ships were gone. And then the queen with bloody knife did arm her heart as hard as stone, yet somewhat loath to lose her life, in woeful wise she made her moan, and rolling on her careful bed, with sighs and sobs these words she said. O wretched Dido, queen, quoth she, I see thy end approaching near, for he is gone away from thee, whom thou didst love and held so dear. Is he then gone and passed by? O heart, prepare thyself to die. Though reason would thou shouldst forbear, and stay thy hand from bloody stroke, yet fancy says thou shouldst with these words she pierced her heart. When death had pierced the tender heart of Dido Carthaginian queen, and bloody knife did end the smart which she sustained in woeful teen. Aeneas being shipped and gone, whose flattery caused all her moan. Her funeral most costly made, and all things furnished mournfully. Her body fine in mold was laid, where it consumed speedily. Her sister's tears her tomb bestrode, her subjects' grief their kindness showed. Then was Aeneas in an isle in Grecia, where he lived long space, where as her sister in the shore writ to him to his vile disgrace, in phrase of letters to her mind, she told him plain he was unkind. False-hearted wretch, quoth she, thou art, and traitorously thou hast betrayed unto thy lure a gentle heart, which unto thee such welcome made. My sister dear and Carthage joy, whose folly bred her dire annoy. Yet on her deathbed when she lay, she prayed for thy prosperity, beseeching heaven that every day might breathe thy great felicity. Thus by thy means I lost a friend. Heaven send thee such untimely end. When he these lines, full fraught with gall, perused had and weighed them well, his lofty courage then did fail, and straight appeared in his sight Queen Dido's ghost, both grim and pale, which made this gallant soldier quail. Aeneas, quoth this grisly ghost, my whole delight while I did live, thee of all men I loved most, my fancy and my will did give. For entertainment I thee gave, unthankfully thou digg'st my grave. Wherefore prepare thy flitting soul to wander with me in the air, where deadly grief shall make it whole, because of me thou took'st no care. Delay no time, the glass run, thy date is past, and death is come. Oh, stay a while, thou lovely sprite, be not so hasty to convey my soul into eternal night, where it shall ne'er behold bright day. Oh, do not frown, thy angry look hath made my breath, my life forsook. But woe to me, it is in vain, and bootless is my dismal cry. Time will not be recalled again, nor thou, Circe, before I die. Oh, let me live to make amends unto some of thy dearest friends. But seeing thou obdurate art, and wilt no pity on me show, because from thee I did depart, and left unpaid what I did owe, I must content myself to take what lot thou wilt with me partake. And like one being in a trance, a multitude of ugly fiends about this woeful prince did dance. No help he had of any friends. His body then they took away, and no man knew his dying day.